Blog Talk Radio.
Breakthrough, looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough, looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
The devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough,
yeah.
The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall,
yeah.
Might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Break the mercy, or grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle lack, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no matches, I'm a spoken in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
God bless you. Good evening. I know this is odd, and I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit all throughout the land. Didn't schedule this. This was just, Holy Spirit told me to do something today, and I got on earlier, and I chopped the shows up in half and wanted to do a test run, and we're getting ready for something major and big happening in June, and not going to even talk about it. But I wanted to do a test run. You know, the Holy Spirit says, jump out there and just go. Yeah, you know, have faith in it. It's going to work out. Tested some new equipment, and, that's still being worked out. I'm trying to get the bugs out, but I saw how to do some other things, and I wanted to come on and spend just a couple of minutes this evening and say some things to you. So before I go into it, I brought the man of God on with me as well, my brother in Christ and my brother in the ministry. Brother Jackson, can you just do a prayer for us before we open this up and give everybody what I wanted to do? Go ahead, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord God, we just come boldly to your throne, Lord God. We're passing out into the deep, Lord God. We're walking by faith and not by sight, Lord God. We're being led by the Holy Spirit, Lord God, because when you say move, Lord God, we move, Lord God. No questions asked, no hesitations. We just thank you for this opportunity to come on, Lord God, today. And a situation of health and good circumstances, Lord God, because what you are doing, Lord God, is just for purpose. And we just here, being obedient, Lord God. We thank you for the man of God over this ministry, Pastor Rod Williams, Lord God. We thank you for him moving forward in this ministry, Lord God, being led by the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Not to get ahead of you, Lord God, but to follow you, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for his leadership, Lord God, in this ministry. And we continue to ask that people just walk by faith and not by sight.
Please,
use wisdom about this opening up these cities, Lord God. Be led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
stay covered with your mask. So many people are walking around without masks, Lord God, like it's all good. And the word said, tempt not thy Lord, thy God, Lord God.
Yes.
And we're going to be obedient, and we're going to stand, Lord God, on your word.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are our steps, not man, not government. You are the weight of the weight of the government is upon your shoulders.
Yes, Lord.
It's upon your shoulders, Lord God. So we ask that you continue to keep your people covered, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all you've done, what you did to this ministry. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You in a bad location there for a second there. So I definitely want to hear your voice. So, you know, get in a good position there so we can hear you clearly, because I definitely need your participation here. Because God said, where two or more gathered in his name, he is definitely in the midst. But he also tells us where two or more gathered in, whatever we ask of him and through ask of the Father through him, it shall be given unto us. So I didn't want to come on here by myself to do this. And listen, Holy Spirit has been dealing with me with something. And woke me up this morning and put it on my heart again. And if everyone pay attention, I posted something earlier where I said it was our music, our spiritual musical war cry. And I put a show up of nothing but music, war cry music. And it's the type of war cry music that we would play here on Breaking Chains from our brothers in the gospel that come out and talk about that serious spiritual warfare with your armor on and with your weapons going up against the enemy. Okay. And I put that on and it played for like an hour and a half. So we got about 20 minutes here to give you what we need to give you this evening. We got a lot of things that's coming up next month. Next month is the anniversary month of the ministry, of the business,
Lord,
of everything that we've been doing that God gave me the vision back 24 years ago. Come next month, if God allows us to see it, be 24 years. There have been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of crooked paths going on, a lot of hard times in my personal life. But one thing that I didn't do was give up on what God told me to do.
Glory.
And that's why I'm being obedient today, because he told me to break up a show and separate some hours because some other great things are about to take place. So I had to be obedient. But also, man of God, he gave me something the other day. A lot of people don't read this book, The Wisdom of Solomon, because it's one of the lost books of the Bible. And if you don't get one of the proper books, you wouldn't see that book in your Bible anyway, not the King James Version, because a lot of books were stripped away from the Romans and Roman Catholics that didn't want you to know certain things. And here's something they definitely didn't want you to know and to be praying on. And I'm going to read this, The Wisdom of Solomon. And this comes from chapter 6, man of God. And I want you to pull up something for me. Pull up Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. And this is chapter 6. out of the Wisdom of Solomon. And listen to what Solomon says. And I'm the reason why I gave the man of God that scripture, because once he finished reading, I read this, you'll see where they tie hand in hand, and we'll be through with the show, because I need to bring this to you, because just the title of this show tonight is just Breaking Chains. It's just called Breaking Chains, period. He say call it just Breaking Chains. Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. See, a lot of you didn't know or never read, you know what I'm saying, the Wisdom of Solomon, the Book of Wisdom of Solomon. So I'm going to start reading from chapter 6. I want you to go and find these lost books of the Bible and start studying them as well and reading them. But listen to what Solomon says. Hear therefore, O ye kings, and understand. Learn ye that be judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, ye that rule the people, and glory in the multitude of nations. For power is given you of the Lord, and sovereignty from the highest, who shall try your works and search out your counsels. Because being ministers of his kingdom, you have not judged aright, nor kept the law, nor walked after the counsel of God. Hardly and speedily shall he come upon you, for a sharp judgment shall be to them that be in high places. For mercy will soon pardon the meanest, but mighty men shall be mightily tormented. For he which is Lord over all shall fear no man's person, neither shall he stand in awe of any man's greatness. For he hath made the small and great, and cared for all alike. But a sore trial shall come upon the mighty. Unto you, therefore, O kings, do I speak, that ye may learn wisdom and not fall away. For they that keep holiness, holy shall be judged holy, and they that have learned such things shall find what to answer. Wherefore, set your affection upon my words, desire them, and ye shall be instructed. Wisdom is glorious and never fadeth away. Yea, she is easily seen of them that love her, and found of such as seek her. She prevented them that desire her in making herself first known unto them. Whoso seeketh her early shall have no great travail, for he shall find her sitting at his doors. So listen to this. All that this is saying right here is that death is sitting at your doors if you're not getting yourself together with God. That's the wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 6. Read it for yourself. Study it to show yourself approved. All it's saying is that all you leaders of the world, kings, queens, prince, princess, presidents, ambassadors, politicians, mayors, governors, all you leaders, elected officials all over the land, God is knocking at your door. And he's sitting, waiting there for you to get yourself together. He's giving you time. And you are proven to be who you serve. And it's not him. Lord, have mercy upon your soul.
Jesus, my Lord.
Man of God, Ephesians 6, 10 through 20.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watch it thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto thee, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein
then I may speak boldly as I ought.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
So, men and women of the earth, of this land, of this soil that belongs to the God Almighty, as we stand in our pulpits in our cities where we are right now, which this whole earth is our pulpit, we stand boldly in the Lord and put two scriptures together and let you know that the Lord is standing there watching you do your harm to his people. And God has had enough.
Oh, glory.
God has had enough. God has had enough. Spiritual strength and courage are needed for our spiritual warfare and suffering. So those who would prove themselves to have true grace must aim at all grace and put on the whole armor of God, which he prepares and bestows. The Christian armor is made to be worn, and there is no putting off our armor till we have done our warfare and finished our course. The combat is not against human enemies at all, nor against our own corrupt nature only. We have to do with an enemy who has a thousand ways of beguiling unstable souls. The devils assault us in the things that belong to our souls and labor to deface the heavenly image in our hearts. We must resolve by God's grace not to yield to Satan. Resist him and he will flee. If we give way, he will get ground. If we distrust either our cause or our leader or our armor, we give him advantage. And our leader is Jesus the Christ. The different parts of the armor of heavy armed soldiers who had to sustain the fiery assaults of the enemy are here described. There is none for the back, nothing to defend those who turn back in the Christian warfare. Truth or sincerity is the girdle. This girds on all other pieces of our armor and is forementioned. There can be no religion without sincerity. The righteousness of Christ imputed to us is breastplated against the arrows of divine wrath. The righteousness of Christ implanted in us fortifies the heart against the attacks of Satan. Resolution must be as grievous or armor to our legs. And to stand their ground or to march forward in rugged paths, the feet must be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Motives to obedience amidst trials must be drawn for a clear knowledge of the gospel. Faith is all in the hour of temptation. Faith as relying on unseen objects, receiving Christ and the benefits of redemption, and so deriving grace from him is like a shield, a defense every way. The devil is the wicked one. Violent temptations by which the soul is set on fire of hell or darts Satan shoots at us every day. Also, hard thoughts of God as to ourselves, faith, applying the word of God and the grace of Christ, quenches the darts of temptation, and salvation must be our helmet. Brothers and sisters, our battle is not against flesh and blood. We're going against wickedness in heavenly high places.
Amen.
And don't let anybody confuse you when you say heavenly high places, that is anything in God's heaven. Because when you walk out your door, anything above your head is considered heavenly high places.
My Lord.
And the devil is the prince of the air of the earth. So a lot of people's mind has been targeted, infiltrated, and taken over by your enemy. You children of God, stay armored up in God's armor. Keep your eyes open. Be mindful of what you're doing. Be mindful of what you're saying. And be mindful of where you are going. Keep your eyes open and your ears open. Those that have ears, let them hear. God has already cleansed your eyes and ripped the veil so you can walk right on through to him. You have full access to him. So get to him. Go ahead, man of God.
My Lord Jesus. My Lord Jesus. Do you want me to continue to read? Or?
No, you don't have to read anymore. I just want you to go ahead and comment on it and give your heartfelt feelings on it, and let's get out of here.
You know, I was looking at two things that you touched on today. First of all, it was about faith. And I made a post on Facebook that says, you know, whatever God has ordained us to do, whatever his purpose is, it will not be killed. Nothing can kill purpose, godly purpose. So we got to continue to walk, not in front of God, not on the side of God, but behind God, to allow his Holy Spirit to lead us. Because as he leads us, it covers us. It keeps us covered. And we must walk by what we can't see, the Holy Spirit. But we must, in that walk, we must believe in what we have heard. You just said, open your eyes and open your ears. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk behind what we can't see, but we know he's there. But at the same time, we have to believe in what we've heard, which was has been spoken in the Word of God. So we got to walk by faith, and we got to hear what God's Word is saying. We don't question it, but help me, Holy Ghost, we got to know that we're hearing from God. Because you know that old thing, when the devil is on your left shoulder, the angel is on your right shoulder, you got to know without a doubt that you are hearing from God, because the enemy is cunning. He has tricks up his sleeve. So you can't allow yourself to be deceived. Because the Word Amen. Of God says, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know Amen. My voice. So know the voice of God and follow only the voice of God. I love you. I thank God for you. This has been a powerful, eye-opening few minutes. You know, it don't take God long. It don't take God long. All you have to do is just listen. Just listen and observe. Because this has really blessed me. And like I said, I was looking at these things that you've spoken of earlier. So now I know that we are of one accord. And this didn't happen just by chance. This was ordained by God years ago. In the beginning, if you want to say, because he knew for such a time as this. This day, Amen. On this day, May 24th, and my time is 8:21, so that makes sure it's 7:21. God already knew that we would be on this podcast taking care of Jesus. And I thank Amen. You for including me, because it is a true blessing. You know, when God calls on you, drop what you're doing. But you, I don't care what you're doing. When God say move, you better be on fire, because there's a purpose behind it. There's a purpose behind it. And I thank you for including me on this, Pastor.
Amen. I appreciate you being available, man, and coming in with me on these few minutes. Like I said, man, it was just something that God gave me a few days ago. Had a meeting with Minister Yasher, and he put something in my spirit. And I was like, you know what, Lord, I took it to the throne, grace and mercy. I put it at his feet, you know. And he was like, okay, this is what I need you to do. And couldn't do it yesterday, and God knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, do it
okay,
Sunday.
Okay.
Yesterday was with my granddaughter, celebrated her third birthday, and just, you know, had to be there. Granddad had to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh,
you
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah.
But Amen. But you know, waking up this morning and hearing God say, "Okay, let's get this done today. Let's go for this," and it's going to work out. And didn't know what the outcome was going to be. You know, he said, "Just come on and step out the boat and come to me." And you know, I got on out that boat and stepped into the deep and came on to him.
Yeah.
You know, and he carried me through. So here we are. And much
Amen.
Success in what we set out to do. Much success.
And I want to say one more thing.
Already.
Okay. You know, it's amazing how God just orchestrates things, like the two things I said earlier. But then you just touched on something else when you said availability. See, God qualifies them that makes themselves available. He's not looking for the ability, because God will qualify the availability, give you the ability to carry out every assignment to pinpoint accuracy until Jesus himself says, it is finished. It is finished.
Amen.
So we got to make ourselves available. We got to make ourselves available, because first of all, God is not going to do anything out of order. He's not going to put you in a precarious
type of place where you have to drop something that's so important. God will make things available right then, right there, pinpoint accurate, make you available for what he asks you to do. What he asks you to do. And sometimes it will even go to the point where what is more important? The work of the flesh, help me, Holy Ghost, or the work of the Lord, or the work of the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity
Amen.
To just be a blessing to you, because this has definitely been a blessing to me.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
and that's what it's all about, being able to come in and serve him. That's what we
yeah.
talk about every
yeah.
night on here, being his servants. That's who we are. It's
Amen.
Not about titles.
Amen.
We're servants of the Most High God. You know, we represent
Amen.
The kingdom. We are ambassadors. We part of the royal priesthood family. So, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
God say, go,
you
got
people.
To go. You know?
You
know,
got
so
got
it is what it is.
Amen.
So,
Amen. This has been a
man of God, I thank you for your time tonight and these few minutes that we had to come on and put that out there in the air and put that in the atmosphere. We pray for all you leaders out there, but we also pray that you get yourselves right with God.
And you people that
don't know God, we encourage you to get to know God and accept Jesus
Amen.
As your Lord and Savior, and let the Holy Ghost fall upon you, and you come on in to the family, okay? And those that say that they are saved and just have it on their lips and not really in your heart, please,
come on.
You know, get yourselves right. You know what I'm saying? Either you hot or cold, because lukewarm, he going to spit out his mouth anyway. So,
Amen.
You know, there's no other way. So let's all just stop playing around. Let's come together as one, the body of Christ, and get things in order. People are looking for answers. We are the church. We have the answers, because the answer is Jesus the Christ. That's the answer.
Amen.
That's the answer. There's no
Amen.
Other answer. There's no other agenda. The agenda is, stop looking for the agenda. The agenda has already been written thousands and thousands of years ago.
Amen.
It was already Amen. Laid out for you. Follow the agenda that God has already laid out for you and stop being in search
Amen.
Of something. Enforce his agenda, and then the agenda that you think that you're looking for will fall
mm.
right before you. Because it says, seek
first.
Ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all else
mm-hmm.
will be added to you. So that's your agenda. That's your agenda. Seek
Jeez.
That. And that should be your only answer. You know, you got a question, go to the agenda book. Go to the playbook, whatever you want to call it. But
Come
it's
on.
The Bible. Basic instructions
Come
before
on.
Leaving this earth. Those are your instructions.
Amen.
That's your instruction manual. Follow it to the letter. To the T. And if we don't, because we're not perfect, we have a God that's going to forgive us because of his son, Jesus the Christ, that laid down his life for our sins and shed his blood. That was the reason why he came to this earth. Don't you ever forget it. God bless
Amen.
You, and we love you here at Breaking Chains. We love you from our hearts. We sincerely mean it. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, for the special assignment. And it's going to be a special, special assignment, because we honor our fallen heroes for Memorial Day.
Amen.
And take a spiritual
Amen.
Walk on the U.S. soil. Join us. Pray us out, man of God.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord God, all that you're doing, what you've done, what you're doing, and what you get to do, Lord God. Not in this ministry, Lord God, which you've ordained, which you've equipped, Lord God, and which you've empowered with the Holy Spirit, but every church that is open in your name, Lord God, that's preaching your word without fear, favor, or compromise, Lord God. Continue to give us that boldness. Continue to give us that boisterous voice, Lord God, to tell your people what you are saying, Lord God, what you are saying not only to the church but to the world. And we will careful to always be obedient to just thank you, Lord, to praise your holy name, Lord God, because it's not about us, but all about you. So continue to bless your people, the mindset and the condition of your people everywhere. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, man. God love you much. I'll talk to you later.
Love you as well.
All right. Everybody
be blessed.
Stay safe.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Keep your mask
Amen.
On. Take care of yourself out there. God bless you all. Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.